We're continuing in the middle of Likut Alochas Choshen Mishpat Chelik Beis Alochas Achevu B'Chaver Alochah Gimel. We're up to paragraph A, but just the question was just raised about boishes, that the Rav Nosson Zal here talks about making a tikkun for embarrassing or insulting a Jew. I thought that that's one of the best things that a Jew could possibly receive in life, is a good bath of insults and embarrassment. The answer is, as we've said many times, usually, for the one who's on the receiving end of that, it's a tremendous gift, because it's one of the highest forms of forgiveness. It's like being put to death, just like we learned recently, that there are certain sins like Chilul Hashem, for which the only tshuva for it is death. The only thing that really clears up that sin is death. The Gemara says that when a Jew is embarrassed, especially if it's done publicly, where his blood is spilled, his face changes colors, red and white, that kind of thing, that's like being killed. It's almost like death. It's almost experiencing death. And that's a tremendous, tremendous gift to the person, a help for the person, on condition that the person receives it the right way. That's what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, where the person, number one, doesn't answer back verbally, and even in the person's heart, he doesn't feel anything negative towards the one who did it to him. Because he says to himself, that person thinks he embarrassed me or insulted me. If he knew how bad I really am, he would know that what he said to me is a compliment. Hashem knows how bad I really am. Hashem and me know how bad I really am. And Hashem know that what he gave me wasn't bushot. Compared to what I deserve and compared to what I am, what he said was actually compliments. That's to the one who's receiving it. But a Jew who goes ahead and insults or embarrasses another Jew, the one who's giving it, unless it's a rabbi, and if it's a rabbi, it's a rabbi who knows everything he needs to know about this, because there's a lot that a person needs to know about when to do this to a student and exactly how to do it. That itself is a tremendous limud, you know, to know exactly when. Unless it's that, we mentioned many times that there's a Mishnah that says, Toiv Shebar, a statement at the end of Kiddushin, where the Gemara says, Toiv Shebaroifim Ligehenim. The best of the doctors goes to Gehenim. So the Chidoza, one of the leading Sephardic tzaddikim, says, who's the best doctor? Best doctor isn't one who heals your body. The best doctor would one who could heal your neshama. Because healing the body, that's, at best, he's giving me a gift of physical life. But if somebody could cure you of sin, That's really an unbelievable doctor. He says, who is the best doctor? One who insults you and embarrasses you. Because in that way, that washes away and cures you from thousands of sins. And yet the Gemara says, he goes to Gehenim. He did a tremendous avel. The fact that he was chosen to do that job, he's in big trouble and he has to do tshuva. He's got something to fix. No. Here we're talking about the person who gave the boishes. Here we're talking about a person who was mevayesh, another Jew. The one who did that, the one who gave the busha, has to make a tikkun. He has to make a restitution. On the person's kavod, which he messed up. So what's the problem? Yes. So you're saying the person isn't damaged. The person was fixed. On the contrary, the answer is both. You hear his question. He's asking a logical question. We're looking at the person who was insulted as a guy who was caused X minus. He was caused a negative. He was caused a loss of 10. This guy would have been prepared to pay $5,000 not to have gone through that embarrassment. Because that's how human beings are. If you gave a person a choice of undergoing certain public embarrassment, and he told him, if you pay this much, I won't do it. There are people who have paid blackmail of millions of dollars, you know, not to have somebody reveal a dark, bad secret about them, that kind of thing, right? The answer is there's two things going on at the same time, you understand? And on one hand, they're contradictory. On one hand, to a Jew who has committed sins in his life and who needs to do tshuva, needs to repair, one form of tshuva is embarrassment and insult. At the same time, any time a Jew is being insulted, just about, unless he's the biggest tzaddik, he's being caused pain, anguish, it hurts him, And to the extent that he would have been prepared to pay money, even the Breslov who have learned Torah Vav and Likutei Moran, many of them, put into the situation, you ask him for $20, you won't get this insult. This, you know, would you pay the $20? Of course he paid the $20, because it's a very difficult test. It's a very difficult test. So what you're saying is true, that on one hand it's a tremendous gift to the person. On the other hand, number one, the Gemara says, people that give out such gifts end up in Gehenna. And number two, the person is also being hurt on a certain level, on a Gashmi level, and on certain other levels, the person is being hurt. And there's even a dollar value that we can put on that hurt. We're talking about this issue of embarrassing or insulting a Jew. The Chumash gives examples showing how, this is Eilah HaDvorim, we're coming to this Shabbos is Parshas Matos. In 2 weeks we're going to have Parshas Dvorim. Parshas Dvorim begins with Moshe Rabbeinu about to pass away. He's mamish on his last breath. And he starts reprimanding the Yidden. Starts in reprimanding, giving toichocha. Toichocha usually includes in it a degree of busha, a degree of insulting and embarrassment. So Rashi HaKodesh says over there in the Chumash that look at this. Moshe Rabbeinu waited till the end, to the very end of his life, to reprimand them. Where did he learn this from? He learned it from Yaakov Avinu, one of the previous biggest tzaddikim of all time, who again, when it came to him giving toichocha to his sons, waited all the way till he was on his deathbed, and that's when he said, Reuven, he reprimanded Reuven and Shimon and Levi, remember? Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains, and Rashi HaKodesh says over there, because they understood that this is a super, super delicate and dangerous item, and they waited till they were on their highest madrega, a tzaddik, every day of his life. Moshe Rabbeinu was going higher and higher and higher. He waited till he reached his highest, highest height before taking on this issue of teichocha, which involves busha, embarrassment. Not only was that it, but Rashi says, take a look at what Moshe Rabbeinu, look how careful Moshe Rabbeinu was. It doesn't say, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to remind the Jews there of all the bad things that they had done throughout their 40 years in the Midbar. So Rashi says, quoting the Gemara, look, he didn't tell them what they did, he simply mentioned the names of the places where they had done crimes. It says over there, Ba'arvo Ismoyo, Be'yarden Yerechoi, he wouldn't even say to their face, you did this and this sin. He simply mentioned the location, and that was enough of a reminder, that was enough. They knew what he was hinting to. They knew he was reminding them, remember you messed up over there, remember you messed up over there. And Rabbeinu Zal begins, Rabbeinu Zal, the last shear of his life to his Talmidim, was on a Rosh Hashanah. He passed away Chol HaMoed Sukkos, he was very sick, and he had given hundreds of shiurim. The last shear of his life is called Tiku Teichocha, a chapter in Likutei Moran, one of the most spectacular shiurim, where he begins, quoting the Gemara in Erchin, where Rabbi Akiva says, I wonder if in my generation there's anybody that's qualified to give toichocha. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there, because usually what happens is, unless a person is a Moshe Rabbeinu, or unless a person has learned to do it the way Moshe Rabbeinu did, usually when you tell a person something bad that they did, not only doesn't that improve them, but that awakens the Ra. Because when he did that thing, it was because the Yetzirah took hold of him and was certain Ra inside of the person that got the person to do this bad item. That was 3 months ago that Ra was active, and then he finished the Avera, so the Ra is lying still now inside of him. By you going ahead and telling him again exactly what he did, Rabbeinu Zal said, you're waking up that Ra, you're activating that Ra again, and sometimes it could lead him to do much more bad things. Rabbeinu Zal gave a mushal, you have a cup that has dirt in it, you know, a cup of water with dirt in it. If it's left alone for a while, the dirt settles on bottom, and the water on top is relatively clean, and the smell, it won't smell filthy if it's a smelly dirt. The second you start shaking it up at all, you get that bad smell. And Rabbeinu Zal says that's exactly what happens when you take a Yid, a Rasha, who did Averis, even a 1% Rasha or a 99% Rasha. If you take him and you reprimand him in a way where you tell him what he did wrong, not delicately enough, you're mamish awakening that ra inside of him, and very often that'll push him away further. That'll bring him to do much more averus and everything. Whereas Rabbeinu Zal says, look what the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara quotes the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Nirdi Nosan Rechon, that when the Yidden had a Yerida, when the Yidden worshipped the Egel Hazov, not only did when Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanded them, not only, the Gemara says, Ozav Loinemar. It doesn't say near the Ozav Rechoy, that as a result of the Yerida, they lost their sweet smell. It says, Nosan Rechoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the Jews, as a result of the Egel Hazov, to get to a higher darga than they were before. Because of the Egel Hazov, Hashem gave them the Mishkan. Right? The whole camp, the whole mitzvah, building a Mishkan, came as a springboard. The Egel Azov was a springboard to get Hashem to give them the Mishkan. Who's qualified to do that? The Tzadik Hador, the Tzadik Emes. He's the one who has a tactfulness. He knows how to talk to a person with such seichel, where the person doesn't feel that he's being attacked. The person knows that it's coming from pure love, and he knows exactly what to say, what not to say. Moshe Rabbeinu understood not to dare say the actual aveir. If he'll put the aveir into the words, he'll stab them. And if he'll just say chayrev, it'll be perfect enough. The Yidden aren't dopes. No, most Yidden aren't dopes. You don't have to spit it in somebody's face, put the mud, sling mud in a person's face and tell them, remember you did this aveir? If you just hint it to him in the most gentle, delicate way, he'll get the hint, he'll take it the right way, and he'll use it positively. Whereas any deviation from that, you'll be responsible for pushing him down, chas v'shalom. It's both. The Gemara over there in Erchin that Rabbeinu Zal quotes, Rabbi Akiva, what you're saying is exactly the order. The Gemara says, one rabbi said, I wonder if there's anybody in this generation who knows how to accept Teichacha. And there's another rabbi said, I wonder if there's anybody who's capable of giving. Of course, of course. Ois hey, the Zeh Bechinas, we're in the middle of Rav Nosson Zal just finished explaining how the five types of payment that a person makes when he causes physical damage to another yid correspond to the five aspects of Tikkun HaNefesh and Tikkun HaKovoid that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about in Torah Sama Zayin and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. Now he's going to show us throughout Jewish history where this item of Jews fighting with each other, physical fighting, played a role. Mizeh bechinas ma shebetchilas geulas Mitzrayim kishehischel Moshe losum leiv al tzoras Yisrael hoya hamaiso harishoina ma shero hakois v'chavolois shemakenes Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal says this is why you'll see in the Chumash that when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take the... When Moshe Rabbeinu is starting to analyze the exile that the Jews are in, and he's starting to think about how to fix this situation, the first thing that showed up on his screen was seeing two Yidden fighting. Kama Shekosuv, as it says, Vayetze Elecho. Moshe Rabbeinu went out, he left Paro's palace to visit his brothers. He wanted to see how the Yidden are living, and he wanted to see why are they in this state? Why are they in exile? Vayar ish mitzri make ishivri mecho. The first thing he saw was an Egyptian beating up a Jew. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, ki ikar golus mitzrayim shehu hagolus harishon v'chein kol hagolios shekulim begolus mitzrayim kimavur b'mokam achara hu b'china sanal. The whole concept of golus mitzrayim, which is the first golus that all the Yidden ever went through, and which is the prototype for all Goliyos, is based on what we said before. It's mima shenofal hakovoid v'hamalchus el ho'azei ponim shebedor, shehem ha'akum v'rishoim. It's the fact that the true kingdom and true respect has fallen into the hands of people who have chutzpah, who don't really deserve any kingdom or anything, which is the goyim kama rishoim. And these azeponim take the kovoid and malchus for themselves. Shemize nimshach malchus v'kovoid o'akum sheyeshlem kol kovoid v'malchus v'Yisrael him shvelim v'nivzim. That's what ends up resulting in the goyim being in control of everything and running everything and in charge of everything, and the Jews being in a terribly fallen state where stepped on and insulted and embarrassed. It's not bad enough that the Jews aren't being treated with tremendous respect and honor. Asher Bemis, Kol Hakovoi Vamalchus Royal Israel, where the truth is that all respect in this world and all kingdom in this world really belongs to Am Yisrael, Ki Hakoil Nivra Bishvilam Kiyadua, because we're the ones who Hashem made this entire world for, as the Medrash says, Bereishis Bora Lekinos Hashemayim Vesoretz. Hashem created heaven and earth, Bereishis, because of Reishis. Who is Reishis? The Gemara says, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, for the Jewish people, because one of the nicknames of the Jews is Reishis. There's a pasuk that says, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tevuasoi, that the Jews are called the first crop of Hashem. So it's for the Yidden. If we're the whole purpose of the Bria, then we should be the one whom all the attention, all the respect is being given to. That's Zelu Umaseh. That's true. That's true. But the Gemara doesn't darshan Bishvil Amolek. No, the Gemara darshan is this pasuk. We need to know that Zelu, that maybe what you're saying is exactly the point, that when the Yidden are not Zoicha, because there's a pasuk that says Bishvil Yisroel, and when the Yidden forfeit that Malchus, where does it go? It goes over to the exact other side, to the Reishis Goyim Amolek. Now, so that's not bad enough. V'loy dai she'en l'Yisrael kovoid, asher b'emes kol ha'kovoid ha'malchus ro'el Yisrael, avgam mizgabri mo'az ha'iponim ha'idei pegam ha'kovoid ha'nal, v'noitim li'atzman kol ha'kovoid she'Yisrael, ad she'roitzim l'rich v'oy she'nefoshis Yisrael b'golos etzlam. If that's not bad enough, that the Jews aren't being shown super respect, on the contrary, these countries, these governments that have taken all the respect for themselves, are looking to conquer and oppress the Jewish people. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts keying in, let's understand what's happening. The minute the Goyim take the kovoid to themselves, automatically the nefoshos come right along with it. Because we said that the nefesh comes from kovoid, the nefoshes of Klal Yisrael come from the kisya kovoid. If the goy grabs hold, if the goy can take the kovoid captive, then he can take the actual Jewish nefoshes captive. Ki hanefoshes nimshochim achar kovoid shehu shoroshim kanal. Because the Jewish nefoshes are drawn to the kovoid, which is their shoresh. V'zeh b'chinas golus Mitzrayim. This is the concept of what happened to the Yidden when there was golus Mitzrayim. Because Paroi took all of this kovoid, this money, you know, it became the center of commerce for the world and the center of kovoid and everything. As a result, it magnetically attracted all the nefoshos of Yisrael there. The chol ha-golios, and it's the same thing with all the golios that he went through. Ki begolos azai kol ha-kovoid v'hamalchus leitzlakum. Because when the Jews are in exile, the kovoid and kingdom belongs to the goyim. By they say, hey, Ms. Gabrim, and that gives them the ability to rise up at Shekoyv Shim Gam Hanefoshes Atzman Sheisrael Begolos, to the point where they actually control and oppress the Jews in Golos. Mamish, they're their lives. Ali they goydel azusam through this super chutzpah. Shai they say, Lokhu lehem kol hakovoy vamalchus. That's what allowed them to take for themselves all of this covenant malchus. Shai they say, Koyv Shim Hasushon Begolos, Gam kol hanefoshes. This is why it was a tremendous benefit to Klal Yisrael, the fact that Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim first and rose to a position of Malchus. He became a Mishnah Lamelech over there. And it's his magnetic force, his kovoid, that sucked the Jewish nefoshos down to Mitzrayim, that magnetically attracted the nefoshos of Klal Yisrael. Kama shekosu, v'higadetem lo'ovies kol kvoidi b'Mitzrayim. Look at the words of Yosef HaTzadik. He said to the brothers, go tell my father, Yaakov Avinu, all the great kovoid that I have in Mitzrayim, u'mihartem v'iradetem esovihenu. And he should quickly come here. What does one have to do with the other? The answer is because this great kovoid is in Mitzrayim, because Yosef has this super kovoid, ki Yosef zocha b'Mitzrayim l'kovoid d'kidusha. The kovoid that Yosef HaTzadik was zocha to was a kovoid of kidusha. Sheheloes ha-kovoid v'amalchus mizuamas Mitzrayim. He elevated the kingdom and kovoid from the filth of Mitzrayim He brought it back to a tzaddik like himself. And it's through the kavod of kedusha that Yosef HaTzadik was zeichet to, that's what he used to attract the nefoshos of Yaakov Avinu and his sons down to Mitzrayim. Ki hanefoshos nimshochim achar hakavod. Because this is a rule that the nefesh is drawn to kavod, which we explained in the beginning of this halacha, if you recall. We spoke about when a Jew dies, what causes the nefesh to leave? Kvoid elokim ya'asfeko, the pasuk says. That the kavod, the shechina comes down, the shechina is a kavod, and that sucks, that magnetically attracts up the, you know, the nefesh to it. Now look what Rav Nosson says now. V'aydei ha'kavod d'idusha shezach ha'shamay, d'ezeh him shoshom es nefoshes beis Yaakov. Ken ha'foshe es nimshach ma'a kavod shoshoshom. Yosef was being very specific. Because I have this kavod here, that's what'll bring my father and the shiv and nefesh down to Mitzrayim. This was an unbelievable benefit to Klal Yisrael. Because if the Jews were not drawn down to Mitzrayim through Yosef HaTzadik's kavod, Hayachas v'sholem Yisrael muchrochem leirat Mitzrayim al yideh kavod v'malchus shel Mitzrayim b'atzmon, then they would have come down to Egypt through a different kavod, through the kavod of the Sitrach, or the kavod of Mitzrayim, shehayu mamshichem nafshos l'Yisrael l'Mitzrayim bal kochem. Egypt would have grabbed them and schlepped them down to Mitzrayim. Egyptian police would have come and grabbed them down to Mitzrayim. Ukimoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Roy Hoya Yaakov Avinu Leired Lemitzrayim Bishal Shaloi Shel Barzel. Look what the Gemara says. Yaakov Avinu was supposed to go down to Egypt in chains. Who would have brought him in chains? He would have put the chains on himself and walked in chains? No. It means, were it not for Yosef HaTzadik's dramatic success in passing the test with Potiphar's wife and rising to such a position of Kavod Kedusha, and his kavod d'kedusha bringing Yaakov Avinu, his sons, down b'kavod, where they came down in an honorable way, and they were given Goshen, they were given this wonderful neighborhood, and even Paroi was mechabedim very much. Were it not for that, they would have gone down the other rishis. They would have gone down with Paroi grabbing them by the neck and bringing them down in chains. V'achshav zochu leirat l'mitzrayim ayidei kavod d'kedusha shel Yosef. As a result of Yosef HaTzadik's success and rise to such a position of kavod, where his kavod is called a kavod of kedusha, that's what brought their nefoshes down, you know, in a better way. And because they came down that way, that's what gave them the ability to hold themselves in Mitzrayim and to eventually get out of there. They're coming down and they're leaving was all based on the koyach of Yosef HaTzadik. Even though you'll read in the Chumash that as soon as Yosef HaTzadik and his brothers died, Egypt started becoming more and more powerful, and the Malchus of Mitzrayim took all the kavod for themselves, to the point where they stepped on the Yidden in Golos, you know, in a super way. Hashem always prepares the refuah before the makir. The fact that they came down to Mitzrayim through the kavod of Yosef HaTzadik, that's what gave them the ability to hold on, even through the oppression, to hold their Yiddishkeit and to hold firm, and to be zoich eventually to leave. Ki ikar chiyus hanefoshos u'alidei kavod d'kedusha, because the main chiyus of a Jewish nefesh comes from kavod, the right kind of kavod, shehu shoresh hanefesh, which is the source, the root of all the nefoshos of Israel, which originate from the kisei kavod.
When
when Moshe Rabbeinu started analyzing the situation, that Klal Yisrael is being oppressed so much for so many years, v'hagolus nimshach mehakovoi v'malchu shenofal elazei ponim, shem malchei akum, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the golus is based on the fact that the malchus of Klal Yisrael has been turned over to Mitzrayim, and they're the ones who have the malchus and the control and the leadership, shelikhen liatzman kol hakovoi v'malchus, v'ideze koiv shenashis Yisrael v'golus, alkein ha'maisa rishoino sheroh, shesom lipo yoleho, hoyom asheroh shehiku es Yisrael. That's why the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu observed and took note of was that a goy was beating up a Jew, physically beating. K'moshe kosu, vayar ish mitzri make ish ivri. Ki ha-hakoiz v'ha-chavolois hein bi'atzman b'chinas pigam ha-kovoi v'nefesh shehu b'chinas ha-golos. Because based on what we explained earlier, one of the most outstanding examples of disrespect to a person is beating up the person. That's a reflection where the one giving the beating represents these azeponim who have taken this malchus to themselves to such a point where they can insult somebody in the worst way by mamish physically beating him up. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says afterwards, v'yetze b'yom hasheni, the next day he went outside, v'hine shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim, this time he saw two yidden fighting. And he said to the Rosha, Lomo Sakariecha, why are you hitting the other Jew? And then they said to Dosan Vadirim, said to him, who made you a boss? Who do you think you are? You're telling how a shofet? You're a shofet over us? Who put you in charge? So as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, he said, Vayomer, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ochein noida hadovor. Now I understand it. And Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKodesh says, Ochei noida dovor sheisi tamo alav. Now I understand the thing that I couldn't imagine, I couldn't understand. Ma chotu Yisroel mikol ho'ayin umois lios nirdim b'avoydes perach. What sin did the Yidden do to be chosen out of all 70 nations to be put through such hard labor, such suffering? Avol royani shem ruim lekach. But I see that they deserve it. Moshe Rabbeinu said these words. V'lechoyra hadovor tamua ma'oi. Rabbi Nissen says this seems to be so difficult to understand. V'chi b'shvil chet ze shel machloikis v'hakoi shemotza b'Yisroel. B'shvil ze ruyim heim legolos yoysa nikovai in Moshe? Hold on a second. The Jews do one crime. You're right. Fighting. Fighting hakois and chalos. There's fighting among the Yidden. For that one crime, we deserve to be in Golos, much more so than all the other 70 nations. Haloi ho'akum heim meleim avoinoi subshoim rabim vatsum me'ela. The goyim do worse sins. They do hundreds of bad things, not just beating each other up. Ki heim meleim milchomois umachloikos uritzichois v'chavolois v'shamais imoram harbe. They're full of infighting. Look at the Arabs. Each one killing the other, backstabbing, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, they're killing, they're their own enemies. With Ritzichos, murder and everything. Gassing each other, Iraq not afraid to gas a few hundred thousand Kuwaitis or Kurds. Vakati kosher man ishtanu Yisroel liyos begolos. So the question is still standing. Why are the Yidden different? Why do we deserve golos more than any other nation? Second, let's hear what he's going to say. Avol be'emes. However, the truth is this: Ikar hakovoid v'hamalchus v'adula shayach rak liYisrael. Asher b'shvilam nevrakoyim. The fact is, with the way Hashem created the world and designed the world, the main kovoid was supposed to be only by the Yidden. The Yidden was supposed to be respected by everybody in this world. Everybody else was supposed to be subservient to us. As the pasuk says, "Lichvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv." Hashem says, "For my kavod, I created everything, everything, everything." V'Yisrael nikroim kivoidoi, and it's the Jewish people that are called the kavod of Hashem. Kama shekosuv Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal shows in another chapter in Likud Imran. V'ilu loy hoyo machloikes ben Yisrael biatzmon. And if there were not machloikis among us, among the Yidden, loyhoyo lohaakum shum koyach litoil hakovoy vamalchus liatzman. It would be impossible for Nazi Germany, yamach shemom v'zichrom, or any other goyish power to take rulership and leadership and authority into their hands. Rak ikur koycham hu machmas shenivgam hakovoy de for Yisrael biatzmon al yidei hamachloikis v'hahakos v'chavolois. The main ability of the goyim to take power and control is based on the machloikis and the fighting inside of us. Shemizgabrim hoazei ponim shebedoyer, the people, the chutz binyaks of the generation, rise up, v'loikchim liatzmon kol hakovoy. And they want to present, they want to make it that they're the leaders of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who are in charge. V'choyokim al kovoyd hatzadikim v'ksherim v'amitim. And they go to battle against the kovoyd of the true tzadikim, the true religious people. U'mevazem oysam b'chol minei bizyoynois. And they insult them and they embarrass them in every single way. V'ideze shemizgam al kovoyd etz Yisrael b'yatzmon. And when this happens, when the kovod of Klal Yisrael among the Yidden itself gets messed up, then the kovod falls completely. It collapses completely, to the point where it leaves Am Yisrael completely and gets transferred over to the goyim. Shegovru al Yisrael ve'echrivu es habeis hamikdash ve'kovshu es Yisrael begolus b'avnesin rabin. That's what makes it possible for a Rome or a Bavel to rise up and destroy the Beis Hamikdash and conquer, throw the Yidden out of Eretz Yisrael and put them into Golus. Ukamoy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says clearly, Shechurban Bayis Sheni Loihoyo Elo Al Sinas Chinam, that the second Beis Hamikdash, the second Churban, the one that we're going through now for thousands of years, that the Jews are in exile, was for one sin, Sinas Chinam. In fact, the Jews dislike each other without any justification, without any proper reason. V'chein achshav b'soif ha-golus. And Rav Nosson Zal says, so too nowadays, when we're coming to the end of Golus, Shashem Yisborach metzapeh b'kol yoim lohovies Moshiach tekenu, where Hashem is anxiously awaiting every day, looking out in each day, ready to bring Moshiach, v'ikr ho'ikuv hu'al yidei ha-machloike shebein ha-talmidei chachomim. The main thing that's preventing it from happening is machloikis among the religious Jews, not chilonim, bein atalmidei chachamim, among the religious Jews. Ukamoy shel mazal, as the Mishnah says at the end of Soita that we're going to come to very soon, doyer sheben dovid bo, the generation in which Moshiach is going to come, kategoria bein talmidei chachamim. There's going to be machloikis among the religious Jews. It's exactly what it says. Ki zehu Iker hamaakev bias hamoshiach. There are many things that might be black. I told you a lot of times that in Rabbeinu's on Sforim, whenever he uses this word iker, it means could be there are other things also. There are every Jew that eats treif, every Jew that does averus and pigam abris, also blocks Moshiach. But out of all of those things, the thing that is preventing Moshiach the most from coming is this item. Machloikis among the religious Jews. Ki habaldovor son liboy al zemoid. The Satan understands this very well, and he's applied himself very solidly to this. Ki hu roye shekoroiv lovoy eis Moshiach. Because the Yetzirah sees that Moshiach's on the way. It's very soon. It's not thousands of years away anymore. Ki soif kelsoi. This is a pasuk in Novi where it says that in the end Moshiach is going to come and he's not going to delay. He's going to show up on time. Because the Satan sees that the coming of Moshiach is inevitable and it's going to be very soon. Therefore the Yetzirah is working very, very hard now to block him. It's like two people who are fighting with each other in a big, powerful fight. When one guy sees that the other one is about to win the fight, to grab him, you know, to knock him down, he makes his last-ditch effort. You know, he puts everything he has into it to take a final shot at throwing the other guy off him, you know, at saving himself. כמוי כן מחמשרויה הבלדובור שקורב מוי בביאס משיח והגול הממשמש אסלבוית, so too because the Yetzirah sees that it's very close to the time of Mashiach's coming and it's mamish on the way, al kein himiach atzmoi lo'orkoi lo'rochvoi lach v'chashon. Therefore the Yetzirah has spread himself across lengthwise and widthwise. He's going to every length possible to block it, to prevent Mashiach from coming. V'ikor ho'ikuv, and the main thing that's blocking it is al yedei ha-machloikes ha-godol she'ichnis achshav bo'ilam bi'yoser, based on the tremendous machloikes that's raging in the world among the Yidden. V'chol ho'ilam molei machloikes, the whole world is full of machloikes. U'bi'yoser ha-machloikes ha-godol she'bein kol ha-tzadikim v'atamid ha-chachomim, and especially among the religious Jews, and he uses the word even among the tzadikim, the tremendous machloikes there. Ad she'ein echod yodeya heichen u'emes, to the point where Yidden can't figure out who's right, which one is the truth. Ki ikar haricha sagolus la'idei machloikes shebein Yisrael bi'atzman, the main thing that's causing the golus to be so long is the machloikes among us. Ki machmas hamachloikes v'Yisrael bi'atzman poignim chasushon v'kvoid Yisrael chavereim, because as a result of machloikes, where Jews are insulting other Jews, Jews are being plagued in Jewish kavod. Ali deze nivgam hakavod biyoser. That's the greatest pigam in kavod. That messes up the kavod more than anything. Ki machmas she Yisrael nechozim v'nishvo shemoi ba'kavod itusha, because Klal Yisrael, our nefoshos, are super plugged into kavod. Ki hakavod shelohem kanal, because the kavod really belongs to Am Yisrael. Al kein hakavod nivgam al yodam biyoser. Therefore, when a Jew insults another Jew, it causes much, much more damage than when a goy insults a Jew. Because we are kavod. Each Jew has more of a natural chelik in kavod than the goy has. Dahainu, kishechot miYisrael poigim bekavod chaveroi, shebozeh nivgam hakavod biyoser, machmas shebo hapigam al yidei Yisrael biatzam, shem chelke hakavod oelyon. When one Jew causes a pigam in kavod to the other one, which causes a much, much bigger splash than when a goy messes it up, because every Jew is much closer to kavod than the goy is. Ki ikar shleimus hakavod dikdusha shel Yisrael, hu shekol echod miYisrael yivatel atzmoi moed neged chaveroi. Look at Rav Nosson Zal's words that are sweeter than honey. Rav Nosson Zal says that the main shleimus of kavod of kedusha is when each and every single Yid considers himself zero compared to another Jew in his attitude towards another Jew. V'yevatel kvoidoi mipnei kovoid chaveroi. And a Jew would be prepared to put his own kovoid aside completely for another Jew. Not where a Jew sits down in shul and somebody else walks over him and says, hey, you're in my seat, could you get up and find yourself some other chair? Or maybe find some other shul to die? We got enough people in this synagogue, we don't need you. Or somebody's standing in somebody's place, and the guy walks over and barrels over, pushes the other guy aside. That we're talking about, Rav Nosson Zal says, the ikar shleimus hakovod is when a Jew sees himself next to another Jew as zero. That in any when I come in contact with another Jew, I have to look at him as 100 and me as zero. The halakha, it's not a halakha, it is a halakha of mokum kavua. The halakha doesn't say that if you see another Jew standing there, throw him out. Or ask him to leave in any way that's going to cause him the slightest insult. No way. Again, I've seen people do it in a way that's zero insult, and I've seen a person go over and say, welcome, again. First, shalom aleichem, how are you? My name is Sajid, where are you from? Great to see a new face in the shul. By the way, if you want, I know that seat isn't being used. By the way. Person does it that way, the other person knows that you're friend, not foe, that you're not shooting missiles at him, but rather you realize that the value of your davening is going to go up a billion times because there's a 13th guy in the minyan. This was the shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave, the last shir in his life, Tikkut HaChocha, where he said, what happens when there are 12 guys in a room and a 13th guy walks in? How he multiplies the effect of the tefillah thousands of times. That's how you're going to get Jews to walk into the shul, by each guy having a mokum kavua, and where's the new guy supposed to go? Stand on the wall? I'm exaggerating, because I've seen it done both ways. I've seen a tzaddik go over to a new person in the shul and make him feel like $1 billion. even if he is, you know, if he looks different from him, and if, you know, well, anybody, as long as the person had was a decent, didn't walk in to break windows in the shul. If the person came to a shul with a sincerity, I've seen the most spectacular welcome mat put out, and I've seen all kinds of people with little brains. They learned Aluch and Shulchan Aruch Mokum Kavua. Silly little girl. That's what you did. You learned one page. What's on the next page? What does it say about the Chas Hashem, a Jew's feelings? What is it? Look what he says here. V'zeh ikar shleimus v'tikun hakovoid. That's called shleimus hakovoid. That's called tikun hakovoid. K'moy shomazal, as it says in Pirkei Avos, eizehu mechubot, who is called a respectable person? Hamechabed es habriyos. One who respects everybody else. Not one who respects himself. Not one who says, that's my chair, or that's my house, or that's my place, or that's not mechubot. The Torah's definition of mechubot, you want to know how you're going to have respect in Hashem's eyes? If Hashem sees you showing respect to everybody else with yourself last on the list, that Hashem has respect for. That the tzaddik has respect for. When Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal, this Rav Nosson Zal, whose father was a millionaire, his father was very wealthy at the time, so he came from a wealthy house. He himself was a goyim. He was a super Talmud Chacham at the time. His father-in-law wanted to make him a dayan over a whole set of cities because he saw how spectacular he was in learning. And yet, when Rav Nosson Zal came to Rabbeinu Zal and he left, and Rabbeinu Zal was talking to his daughter afterwards, he said, if I have to describe him, you know what I would describe him as? As a shtickel blotter. He's like a cloud of mud. He's a person who thinks, you can tell that this guy considers himself mamish like a piece of mud. You know what it is for a person who comes from wealth and is super smart and everything, and that he considered everybody else more important than him. Everybody else's feelings came first. When they put cake on the table, he wouldn't take until he made sure everybody else had at least. Then I'm ready to take. If I take first, then it means that I'm more important. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki mechabdai achabed. The Pasuk says, Hashem says, those who give me kavoid, those are the ones who I give kavoid to. Ki kavoid Yisrael, hu kavoid hamokam baruch hu. Because when you're showing respect to another Jew, you're showing respect to Hashem. Because that other Jew has a piece of Hashem in him. He's a neshama. He has a neshama. If you insult him, remember the case in the Gemara, where Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon just came from a big shear and he was feeling high, and he saw a guy in the street that looked disgusting. He looked like the worst damaged goods to come out of Hashem's factory. And he said to the guy, he said something insulting to him, where you come from, are the other people as ugly as you? And the person said, I don't know. How about if you ask the one who created me? And the second he said that, Rabbi Elazar didn't know where to hide. He didn't know where to run, because he saw that he made the worst mistake on earth. He saw that he was zero and the other person was everything. And the Gemara says he got off his horse and he started begging him, please forgive me. And he walked with him all the way into the city, and the person wouldn't forgive him. And when he came to the city, the whole city came out to meet this Talmud Chacham Rabbi. It was Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon or Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. I think there's two versions in the Gemara. The whole city came out to greet this chief rabbi of the city. And this man saw them greeting him. He said, him you're greeting? He's a zero. They wanted to kill him, and Rabbi Elazar wouldn't let him touch him. And Rabbi Elazar immediately went into the shul, and he gave a shir, and he said, Lo'olam yehi odam rach kekoneh, val yehi koshek erez. That a Jew should be soft like a reed, and not stiff like a cedar tree. Meaning, don't be a big shot. Don't walk like this. Don't think everybody else is smaller than you, because he's saw that he had made the worst mistake of his life. Because this guy showed him, you didn't earn some big shot. You're making fun of how I look. I didn't make my looks. You know who made my looks? Hashem made my looks. Now let's see you make fun. And if a person realizes that if you're going to insult another yid, you're insulting Hashem, makoshkein v'koshkein, how much more so, ha-talmidei chachamim, v'ha-tzadikim, v'ha-ksheirim shabadoyer. If you're talking about real religious people and real talmidei chachamim, shebevadai roi lohem lechabed zeze b'yoser, where it's the most sensible thing that they should have the utmost of respect for each other, me'achar sheyesh lohem chelek yoser ba'kovid d'kdusha, because they have even a bigger share of this kovid of Hashem. Each one of them, if a regular Jew has 30 gallons of kovid of Hashem, then a Rosh Yeshiva or a Talmud Chacham has 3,000 gallons. Ki kol mi shehu godel b'mayla yoser, Because any Jew who is more religious than the other Jew obviously has a greater portion of this kavod v'kedusha. V'alkein, kishechas v'shalom yesh machlokes bein tam. Or if one of them caught, again, insult doesn't mean has to spit in his face, could mean behind his back. And again, it doesn't have to be saying he's an idiot. Just sometimes, you know, people ask, somebody asks about a certain robe, or certain, he says, first they make a face sometimes. And that face says he's a zero, he's a nothing. V'alkein kishechas v'shalom yesh machlokes bein tam lechachom, v'echad poyim mekvot chaveroi, nivgam hakovoi moid moid. This damages the kovoi, the universal kovoi of Hashem, tremendously. Me'achar shebo hapegam al yidei ha-talmud chacham yatzman. When the one that's doing it is a talmud chacham, the one that's insulting another Jew or causing is a talmud chacham. Shehem ikar kovoidoi, where they are the main kovoi of Hashem. Shaydeze nivgam hakovoi biyose. That causes the greatest pegam in Hashem's kovoi and in the kovoi of Klal Yisrael. Ki ikar kol hapegamim hu daika al yidei ze ha'odam shenechaz bois amida b'yoser. Because whenever we talk about a pegam, whenever we talk about damage being done, the greatest damage can be done by the one who's most involved in that item. The one who's most attached to a certain item can cause the greatest damage to it. Like, let's say you have a professor in a certain field, where he's known and reputed to be the biggest doctor in this area. If he goes ahead and does something to damage, you know, to damage his reputation in that field, or damage it, then everybody will laugh, because everybody knows he's Mr. So-and-so, he's Mr. Health, or this man. And when they see him doing something that's unhealthy, then they can knock the whole thing down. It's the one that's most involved in that. He's the one who has the ability to affect the biggest ticking for the item, or to mess it up the most. The main pigam and kovoid is the machloikas among the Jewish people. That's number one, Rav Nosson Zal says. The chilonim and the religious, the sfardim and the ashkenaz, all the machloikas. The hoikar, but the worst part of it is, al yidei machloikas shebein tamid chachomim. The machlokes that exists among the rabbis, the most learned and the most religious people, sheyesh loim chelik b'kovoid b'yoser, where these are the people who have the greatest share in kovoid, shaydeze nivgam b'kovoid b'yoser at shenoyf b'kovoid chas shom bo'akom shekoyf shenoyf yisrael b'golos. That causes the biggest pegam in kovoid, to the point where the kovoid gets shipped out. It gets shipped away from the Jewish people and turned over into the hands of the Germans, Yimach Shemam, or the Iraqis, or in each generation, the different ones. Shezeu b'chinas arichas ha-golos kanal. This is what's causing the golos. V'zeh shomar Moshe kishero sheshnei anoshim ivrim nitzim umak echad eskaveroi. And this is why when Moshe Rabbeinu saw two Yidden fighting, and he saw a Yid hit another Yid, v'gam yesh bohem dilturim, and he saw another thing Rashi says over there, because they said to him, you want us to tell the king what we saw you do yesterday? You know, are you going to kill us like you killed that Egyptian yesterday? That's what they said to him. Halage, implying that we're going to go snitch on you. We're going to go tell the Egyptian government that you killed a guy. When he saw Dilturim, when he saw a Jew with Maser, another Jew, Shecholkim al Hatzadi Koemes, that they were prepared, Jews were prepared to be Cholik against Moshe Rabbeinu, Veroitzim Lemoisroi, and they were prepared to turn him over to the Goyish authorities, Kamesh Kososhon, as is written over there, Halahorgeni Atoimir, when Dosn Bavim said, are you saying this to kill us like you killed that Egyptian yesterday? Al Kain Omar Ochenoi Dadovor. That's when he said, now I know why the Yidden are in Golos. Bevadai, now I definitely understand him. Ki bevadai noidali adovor shiisitama machotu Yisrael. Why the Yidden? Ki royani shehim ruim lakach meyachar sheyesh bohem machloikis vidulturim. Because of the machloikis and the snitching on each other, Jews snitching to secular courts, or snitching to goyim against other Jews, upoigmim echot bekovoid chaveroi, and one Jew is going against the kovod of the other Jew, ubefrat shepoigmim bekovod atzadik emes shel Moshe, especially when he saw that they were ready to attack him, he was tzadik ador, umeyachar shehem biatzman poigmim bekovoid, haydeze nivgam hakovoid biyoser. when a Jew causes pegam, the first day when he saw an Egyptian beating up a Jew, that was bad. That was pegam and kovoid, 10%. When he saw a Yid beating up a Jew, that he saw is a much, much bigger pegam and kovoid. Ad shenofal aleihem, that causes the kovoid to be taken away completely from the Yidden and given away by Hashem to the other nations. Vaydezeh kol shenes Yisrael begolos. That's what makes it possible for the Yidden, not the Germans, not the Africans, makes it that just this one nation ends up always being enslaved to some other people, locked up and everything. The main thing that gives these goyim and achiza and kovod and malchus is the machlokes among the Yidden. The alkein, afal pi shehaakom malei machlokes ratzichas habe yosem Yisrael. And this is why, even though the other nations have much more murders, if you take a look, you take statistics in New York, who's doing more of the murders, the Jews or in Harlem? Where are more people being killed per day? The statistics are unbelievable. You know, over there there's 30 murders a day in some of the black neighborhoods over there, whereas again, in a Jewish neighborhood, you'll have one murder in 5 years. So who's doing more of the machlekes? So what? Doesn't matter. Afal pikein, ein hapigam shalehem godol kolkach, me'ach ha'shem lehem chelek ba'kovoy. Because they are blacks, because they are not such respectable people, when they do it, it doesn't cause that much of an earthquake, it doesn't cause that much of a splash, as when a Jew, who is plugged into kovoid, when he spits on the kovoid, when he insults the kovoid kedusha, that causes a much, much bigger pigam. Therefore, al kein ein hakovoid nifgam kol kach al ydei machlokes shelahem ba'atzman, v'ikra pigam al ydei machlokes shebein Yisrael ba'atzman. The main damage and destruction and pigam is caused when it's yid to yid, when it's chas v'shalom yid against yid. Over and over.